From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In southern Illinois, there are allegations of poor patient care and a possible cover-up at a veterans hospital. The Veterans Administration is already looking into a sudden spike in post-surgical patient deaths at the VA Medical Center in Marion. Now, the U.S. attorney is being asked to investigate. At least 10 of these deaths may be linked to one doctor, a doctor who operated on patients even though he was facing malpractice charges in another state. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Early in the morning of August 9th, Katrina Shank and her husband Bob made the two-hour drive from their apartment in Murray, Kentucky, to the VA hospital in Marion, Illinois. Katrina says her husband was eager to finally get some relief from painful gallstones as he was scheduled for a 9 a.m. laparoscopic gallbladder surgery, a fairly routine and minimally invasive procedure.
Before he went in, before they wheeled him off, he told me that he loved me and told me to pay real close attention to the doctor, that I'd understand what he was saying, and that was the last time I saw him alive anyway, or awake anyway.
Sitting at her kitchen table with pictures of Bob in front of her, Katrina Shank remembers that around noon, the surgeon, Dr. Jose Vizaga Mendez, told her that her husband would not wake up, that he might have had a stroke or a heart attack. Nurses continued blood transfusions, but his blood pressure kept dropping. Finally, Dr. Mendez cut open the 50-year-old Air Force veteran to try to find out where the blood was going, but it was too late.
They closed him back up, brought him back into ICU, kept giving him blood through the night. And at 9:47 the next morning, he was gone. Just that quick.
Katrina Shank says the autopsy revealed her husband did not have a heart attack or a stroke, as Dr. Mendez suggested.
I don't know if he just didn't know or if he was trying to cover his own tracks or what, but he pretty much let my husband bleed to death.
Then a week later, while back at the Marion VA hospital to sign some papers, Katrina Shank says a hospital staffer pulled her aside and whispered that she should hire an attorney, because her husband wasn't the only recent patient to die under Dr. Mendez's care.
Within 3 weeks, he had three patients. That's what I was told.
In fact, the Veterans Administration is investigating the deaths of at least 10 of Dr. Mendez's patients in the 20 months he worked there. Dr. Mendez resigned 3 days after Bob Shank died in August. Numerous attempts to reach him and his attorneys for this story were unsuccessful. Before he was hired by the Marion VA in January of 2006, the State Medical Board in Massachusetts was investigating him for at least 8 complaints, including 2 deaths. But VA officials say they couldn't have known about that because Massachusetts is one of several states that doesn't report such investigations until they are complete. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says there still were warning signs.
The fact is, this doctor had 2 malpractice claims filed against him in Massachusetts and 1 disciplinary action by a hospital. Regardless, he was still hired by the Veterans Administration.
After he started working in Marion, Dr. Mendez voluntarily surrendered his medical license in Massachusetts before it could be revoked, essentially ending disciplinary proceedings there, something Durbin says should have been another red flag. And he says his office has been hearing from whistleblowers from within the Marion VA hospital who claim they had been warning administrators about Dr. Mendez.
The allegations include not just incompetent administration, but the destruction of medical records and the changing of patient records. That, I believe, is criminal.
Durbin is asking the U.S. Attorney's Office in Southern Illinois to investigate. A spokeswoman for the Marion VA Medical Center could not comment on those allegations. Standing outside the historic Southern Illinois Hospital, Community Affairs Officer Becca Shineman does confirm, though, that there are several investigations underway, including one by the VA's Inspector General.
They're investigating deaths. They're investigating processes within our facility. They're looking at maybe personnel, training. They're also looking at building everything.
Shineman says that since late August, all inpatient surgeries have been suspended, and that the hospital's director, the chief of staff, the chief of surgery, and another top official have all been placed on administrative leave. The Senate's Committee on Veterans Affairs will hold a hearing in Washington tomorrow on the Marion VA hospital's recent problems and on broader concerns about the quality control practices within the entire VA. 2 weeks ago, a second doctor at Marion was suspended after it was discovered that he, too, had faced disciplinary action in another state. And some fear there could be other doctors with troubled pasts working in VA hospitals across the country. David Shaper, NPR News.